Hey, welcome to Pick Your Take. I'm Isaac Leggett.
And I'm Chris Demoulis.
And this week we're saying
Happy Thanksgiving
to all of you. We really just appreciate and value and are very thankful for all of you out there in our listenership.
Yeah, I mean, we honestly, we thought for the holiday week we would give ourselves a little bit of a break. I mean, Thanksgiving is a time to appreciate family and see family and friends that are near and dear to us, so we are going to be partaking in that as well. And unfortunately, we will not be releasing a full episode, but we figured
We're taking the week off.
Yeah, but we also are here because it's Thanksgiving, so as we celebrate in most episodes, we're here to celebrate a little love, Isaac, aren't we?
We are. Hey, Chris, what do you love?
So I want to do a little bit of a cheat, and then I'll do what this week I love.
Oh, so one snake.
I'm a snake. I'm just going to follow up and say that I love Voyage by ABBA, which now they've released.
Back on ABBA.
I'm back on ABBA. They released their full album, and on the episode, I can't even remember which episode I spoke about it, but on the episode that I mentioned the album, I called it Voyager. It's not called Voyager. It's simply called Voyage.
I like that better, actually.
I do, too. I mean, I think ABBA did as well, and that's why they named it that. So, that is my cheat, What Do I Love, because I've been listening to that album, because that came out, and I love that
Does
so much.
It rip?
It rips.
It rips. Awesome.
I mean, I think, well, ABBA doesn't necessarily rip, per se.
But from the soul, you
know. Yes. It's very much in their vein, in the sense of, it's beautiful, it's moving, and it's very celebratory as well. So my favorite song, Keep an Eye on Dan, beautiful song about two individuals that are divorced, but they have a child that they both love and care for. And it's kind of like a really touching, beautiful song about just a different kind of like relationship. And it's cool.
What do you actually love?
What I actually love is Sleep Sounds. And Sleep Sounds is a thing that I've gotten into. I don't know if you've ever done this, but it's basically just kind of, in general, it's just YouTube channels that sort of post these kind of long, hour-long videos that you're not even meant to really watch, but they just are kind of these background noise things that my partner Natalie and I really love to sleep to. We live in Los Angeles, which is a city. And we live in Culver City specifically, but it's really the greater Los Angeles area. And we both kind of, at one point, spent a large chunk of our lives in kind of like East Coast suburbia. Me in Connecticut, her in Northern State, New York. And when we first started using it, we were just playing sort of like cricket sounds from like different states that people recorded, because we just don't have that here, and we just enjoy kind of that sound of like summertime and like those crickets and frogs and just all those different critters in the background. And now, interestingly enough, we've been listening to a Blade Runner style.
Yes, devil horns. I'm throwing them up.
Which is basically, it basically is kind of a certain section of, I think, the Vangelis theme from Blade Runner, from the 1982 Blade Runner. And it has like the sound of like rain in the background kind of going as well. And the image is just that of, it's from the original movie with like Harrison Ford in his like bathrobe, kind of like leaning over the edge of his apartment. And it's a very famous building, I think, in Los Angeles that I can't remember the name of at the moment, but but they sort of CGI, I mean, actually matte painting, the kind of the larger background of Los Angeles. But it's a really beautiful shot. It's really calming Sleep Sounds. It's like, yeah, I guess how, I'm wondering, I didn't really write out the full thing, so you'll have to like YouTube just like Blade Runner Sleep Sounds, and that's the easiest way you can find it on YouTube.
Or anything else through Sleep Sounds.
Yes. Oh, in the house, thanks to our marketing and
producer Natalie,
partner producer Natalie, she's giving me Enis House.
Oh my god,
Enis House. Natalie gave me a note saying it's the Enis House. That's the famous house in Los Angeles where they shot that scene.
I don't know what that is, but
Harrison Ford. It's basically just
I shouldn't have asked.
It's It's just this very iconic, what is this? Oh, Frank Lloyd Wright? What does that mean? Oh, it's the
Guys.
Frank Lloyd Wright house. Okay. I needed to read the rest of this note. Natalie gave me a note that said Enos House, Frank Lloyd Wright house. Ah, I see. Everything makes sense now.
Cool.
Listen, this is a mini-sode. This is a mini-episode. It's not... we don't have to be organized.
It's true.
Shit.
It's true.
Anyways, I love sleep sounds. Blade Runner specifically sleep sounds. I
nice.
A lot. I love you. Go ahead. No, what do you love,
Isaac? I came in thinking about something else, but as soon as you started talking about sleep sounds, the only thing I can think about that I fucking love is my bed, or the mattress I sleep on specifically.
Ooh.
I'm super grateful for this mattress. Not a lot of people, you know, not everybody in the world gets a mattress, let alone a comfortable one. And I just love. It was a mattress that my wife bought years ago. That we have been sleeping on, and it's probably like maybe 9 or 10 years old. We know it's like getting to the point where we might try to move past it, but at the same time, I was traveling last week, and man, it felt good to get back in that mattress. And
nice.
I am just so grateful to have this thing that I just find so comfortable, and it's like really firm, but it has a nice like pillow top, so it's like it's still enveloping while it doesn't, you know, just swallow you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love my bed. I love my mattress.
Cool.
It's the best.
I mean, I kind of love sleep time. It's one of my favorite parts of the day. I love rest. I love feeling rested.
Yeah. It's the one thing that no one else can fuck up. Well, I mean, that's not totally true, but if you're in it, no one else can really fuck it up. And that's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Sleep time is beautiful time. And
best.
With that, we say once again, I guess, happy Thanksgiving to our listeners. Thanks for all the support you guys have given us. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say?
No. Yeah. Just thanks again. And we really love you all. And we'll see you guys again next week, with, another exciting surprise episode that I'm not going to tell you what it is. And,
I'm very excited.
So am I. We're both super excited, and you have no idea who likes the movie or not, unless you just follow the order of the show.
Yes. All right. I love you, Isaac.
Love you too, man. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.